In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text is the reading this morning from the third chapter of Acts. On Good Friday, the Chicago Tribune ran its usual bow to Christianity, or a usual bow to Christianity, since the majority of people in the Chicago area are at least nominally Christians. They thought they ought to have at least some kind of article that would appeal to Christians. So they did a marvelous thing. They interviewed one of the founders of the Jesus Seminar. You already know what the Jesus Seminar is. Voting at least yearly, if not more, as to what Jesus really did say. Whether it is the historic Jesus that authentically said these words in the New Testament, or if it is simply the church's response of faith put into the mouth of the Christ. Well, of course, that's an interesting kind of endeavor. I am amazed at the competency of people to make those kind of judgments. And I am also amazed that the century began with the publication of Albert Schweitzer's Quest for the Historical Jesus, which took up that topic, and the century ends with the same fruitless kind of rumination by the Jesus Seminar. As if somehow we can draw a wedge, we can split the historic Jesus from the Christ. Here again, the word of the text. The closing verse from a different translation. That he may send the Christ, that is God, may send the Christ, even as he has been appointed for you, even Jesus. That Christ who is Jesus. Peter and John had gone to the temple. It was a time of the sacrifice, the evening prayer. And there was a man at the gate, lame, begging, asking for money. And we know the story. Peter and John said, "Well, silver and gold we have none, but we'll give you what we have." And they healed the man immediately in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Immediately a crowd gathers. And Peter, always one to act upon opportunities given to him, immediately begins to speak as he preaches to the crowd. "Men of Israel, why are you staring at us? We didn't do this. It was through the name of Jesus, the one appointed, the God of our father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who glorified Jesus." But as a good preacher, Peter is not going to leave it with those kinds of comments. He immediately begins a proclamation of law. The condemnation, the judgment upon the hearers. "You killed him. You disowned him. You asked for a murderer in his place. You denied the very Lord of life, the very author of life itself. That's what you did. You put him on the cross. It was you who killed him." And of course, it's always nice to hear the law preached to someone else. And we can nod our heads and say, "Yes, they were evil people. We are so glad he told them what they had done that is wrong." And yet this past week, as we observed Holy Week, as we went through the entire season of Lent, we were well aware and made aware of it, that it was not just some people long ago who did bad things to the Lord, but it was you, it was me. We were the ones who also were responsible. It was for our sins that the Lord of life was put on a cross. It was for us and for our salvation that he offered his life on the cross altar once for all for the redemption of the whole world. That proclamation, that preachment of law that we hear in the mouth of St. Peter is precisely the same preachment that is in our ears as we recognize our sin and our complicity in the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. But good theologian that Peter is, he never leaves it there. He never stops with the cross. He never stops by saying, "Yes, Jesus died. End of the story." But he continues, but God raised him from the dead. It was real resurrection. Not a ghost, not an apparition, not the bones and the body of Jesus moldering and decaying in a tomb, and the cosmic Christ rising from the grave, but the real historic Jesus with his body, with his flesh, there appearing in their very midst. This coming Sunday, we'll hear that again with the Thomas story. Come on over here, Thomas. Touch me. See that it's me. It is. I'm the one. The spear wound in my side, the print of the nail in my hands and my feet. Touch me. Believe. Indeed, the real risen Lord appearing there among his disciples. In the name of Jesus, the disciples said, the apostles said, this healing has occurred. In the name and the power of Jesus, this man has been healed. And in the name and in the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have been healed. We have been healed of everything that alienates us from God, our sin, our evil, that which would send us away from him to eternal damnation. And he gives us in its place life and salvation, healing in the most full and true sense of the word. This is the Christ whom we honor today. This is the Jesus who rose from the dead. And that Christ, God's own chosen one, and the historic Jesus are one and the same. One and the same. The one who died on the cross is the one who rose, is the one who is still present with his church today. By his word proclaimed and read, by his sacrament celebrated, there that same Lord does what he has always done, grants us life, forgiveness, salvation, and healing, so that we can read with confidence the closing words of the text, that he may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.